Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Are you sick of rugby? I know I am. But competitive eating may just be the answer. Downing hot dogs and trying not to throw up may not be everybody's cup of tea, but it's pretty much the ultimate spectator sport, as I found out. As far as I can remember, I've always been overly competitive, and while it's tempered itself over time, it's still there. It's manifested itself in how I approach food. I've engaged in salad battles, cake competitions, and often when inebriated, I'll try and convince people to eat an entire Weet-Bix in 1 minute without any milk. So when I saw amateur hot dog eating competition, I was automatically very excited. Being a vegetarian, I was planning on just going to watch and to talk to the carnivorous winners, but then I found the killer bit. There was a veggie dog eating category, and there was one spot left. It was a dream come true. With 24 hours to prepare, I set to work. I'd never really watched competitive eating before, so I figured I'd start on YouTube. The first video that comes up is a young Japanese man named Kobayashi in an eating competition with a grizzly bear.
Kobayashi using his technique, he breaks them in half and he puts as many as he can as well. The bear is going for it as well. Look at that, Mike.
No hands for the bear.
Kobayashi, look at him staring at the bear. Look at Kobayashi watching his opponent. Now, I wonder if it's the same feeling when he's in a competition with a human being.
Steve, I got to tell you something. When the bear came out, I saw a flash of fear for a second in Kobayashi's eyes because he's never faced a competition like this. It's unbelievable.
You know, if you Google how to win a hot dog competition, it tells you that you need to practice stretching your stomach. Otherwise, you're in danger of ripping apart some very vital organs. This fear wasn't allayed by heading along to Vinyl Coffee Shop and signing the waiver, which said that I knew exactly what I was getting myself into. So naturally, I started to feel like the stream may actually have become sort of a nightmare. Fortunately, I'd bought my support crew.
So, as my supporters, how are you feeling about my chances?
Stoked.
It's a skinny bibber you've got to watch out for.
You are skinny.
You're looking very lean and trim. Have you been training for this?
No.
How elastic is your stomach?
I feel like vomiting a lot now.
That's probably a good way to get it, you know, to get it nice and sprung, so it sort of just moves with the motions of food.
Have you checked with the rules? If you vomit, do you have to eat those ones again, or can you just, like, leave them and go on to the rest of them?
I think you're actually automatically disqualified based on the rules. Which is all a bit uncomfortable.
That might make it difficult then.
Have you got any advice on techniques?
Don't you?
Just swallow.
Yeah.
It's always a good rule.
Slow and steady wins the race, always. Don't go out too hard.
And I was pleasantly surprised to find that there were a number of people who had similar levels of preparations to me.
Hi, I'm Sophie. I'm here to watch my friend Ivy into the hot dog competition. I managed to talk her into it, and it's supposed to be her head coach. But I've been slacking, but she's been doing it on her own. She's been speed eating burgers last week, off the hot dogs for a while until today, and then, yeah, got high hopes for her.
When you say you've been coaching her, what kind of coaching have you been doing?
I've actually been doing absolutely nothing. Yep. Encouraged her to wear loose clothing today, and that was about it.
Fair enough, that's very good advice. Have you watched much competitive speed eating?
Just one really terrible American one where there was all these huge American guys and then the tiny Japanese guy who's really famous.
It's Kobayashi.
Yeah, that's the one. And just watching, I guess they look at him and think, you know, he hasn't got a chance. And they're into two hot dogs, and he's down 10.
My name's Ivy. I like hot dogs. I like food to begin with. Couldn't miss a chance. Well, I didn't want to miss out on a chance of partaking in a proper food comp. So here we are.
Right. And have you been in training?
2 weeks leading up to it, yes.
What does
now?
My training so far has consisted of not eating breakfast today. Is that an appropriate approach?
I'm not too sure. I've heard different ways and different techniques of it, but that could be one of them. Starvation, yes.
Yeah. Are you worried about vomiting?
Yeah, terribly. And choking.
Right.
I've had nightmares about it.
Now, the man behind this evil monstrosity is Vinyl owner and operator Hadley Donald.
Hot dog eating competitions. Why hot dog eating competitions?
I mean, everyone's all for competitive eating. It's a sport, I think. actually, you know, we sell veggie dogs and hot dogs. We were doing that through the week and stuff, and me and Ian, who both work in the kitchen, kind of, you know, thought one day, like, how many hot dogs do you reckon you could eat? Yeah, kind of spawned from that, I guess. And then we figured we should have a hot dog eating competition. And here it is.
The veggie dog kind of aspect is that's kind of a bit of a rarity for a hot dog eating competition. Or why veggie dogs?
Veggie dogs? Just a lot of people eat veggie dogs, you know? I mean, it's kind of, a lot of people sway towards I guess, meat-free products, you know, and it's kind of cool to have two different categories, you know, everyone can enter. You know, like, what if you don't eat meat and you want to be in a hot dog competition? What if that's your passion in life, you know?
Were you at all worried about getting attacked by hot dog purists for including the veggie dogs?
Not really, yeah. I mean, why would there be a problem, you know, really? I mean, there should be its own category, I think. I wonder if there is actually a world record for veggie dog eating. I should probably look that up.
And so we got ushered inside and sat in the cafe with a platter of food in front of us, a glass of water, and a bucket hovering around, just in case. Now, 6 hot dogs on a plate doesn't seem like much, so when it was put in front of me, I didn't panic at all. But then once it starts, eating them with people surrounding you, shouting at you, gets all a bit frightening. Especially when within the first minute, Ivy started gagging right next to me. From this point, I decided to eat relatively nonchalantly. I copied exactly what Kobayashi did, and ate 2 hot dogs at a time, and then I started dipping my bun in my glass of water. Now, there's a reason that people don't eat wet bread. It's really not as good as it's made out to be.
30 seconds!
But with 30 seconds to go, I realised that I wasn't winning. My heart sped up, and I placed an entire bun in my mouth and tried to gag it down like a duck. It didn't work. At all. If you listen closely, you can hear the sound of my groaning. So I ended up being left with 3 buns on my plate, and another half a bun protruding from my mouth like a cat that's just caught a mouse. Having not won, I retired to the bathroom, where I did something I shouldn't have. I ended up having to I ended up with a lot of bread in my mouth, and I spat some of it out into the waste paper basket. Do you think there'll be a problem? Should I tell somebody about that?
I think it'll be all right.
Okay. When they're cleaning it out, they're going to get a kind of a large baseball-sized hunk of bread.
I think if they let us stick around, that'll be the least of their worries.
And then the most awesome thing. I saw Ivy again, and she was eating a hot dog.
Why are you eating a hot dog?
I'm hungry. I just need some chips on the side.
It's so impressive that you go from eating...
It's different from swallowing it whole than actually savouring the taste.
That's true, actually. The hot dogs are quite delicious.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they are trying to sell them.
I know.
I can't think of a worse advertisement for hot dogs. Did you vomit?
I thought I was going to choke there for a sec.
It was like you stood up at one point and kind of very early on.
I was choking.
Right, okay.
Backlog. I now know I should chew.
Right, apparently that's all the rage these days.
Yes.
How many did you get through in the end?
Just 3. No, 3, yeah, 3.
Right.
Actually won that.
No, 4.
And the winner was Andrew.
Well, my name's Andrew, and yeah, was full of hot dogs now.
How many did you get through?
5 2/3.
Were you expecting to get through that many?
No. I was hoping maybe for like 4.
Had you been in training at all?
I had hot dogs the other night for dinner. That's about it.
Right, okay.
Drink some water. But yeah, that's about it.
Sweet deal.
Yeah.
What technique did you go for in the end?
Ripping them apart and then just chuck them in the mouth and wash them down, no chewing.
Right, okay.
Which didn't... It worked well for the buns, but the hot dogs were hard to get down.
Do you end up feeling like you're almost like some kind of descendant of a duck when you're doing that?
Yeah, I think I'm a swan.
And were you at all close to vomiting?
Mm-hmm. Yep, real close. I was surprised I managed to hold it down. After about 3 and it kind of, yeah, started to get real hard.
And at least my supporters were impressed.
Are you impressed with my eating abilities?
Yeah, that was good. I mean, I would normally have 1 hot dog in 5 minutes.
Mm.
So to get through 6 sausages and 3 buns is quite a, you know, I wouldn't want, you know, you wouldn't want to get punched in the stomach right now.
Mm.
Never has a truer word been said.
Tom Watts holding down his hot dogs there. Coming up, David Dallas and Tiny Ruins.